Welcome, Kathleen Pearl, teaching under the prompting and in the name of Yeshua and the Holy Spirit to point us to our Father, our Creator, salvation strength. All right. This is about obedience and the fruits of obedience or disobedience. You must obey. Father, we thank you and praise you. Lord, we thank you for the door. We thank you, Abba, that you are the way. Hey, the way. It's the fifth letter. Hey is the wind of the Spirit, and Tav is the last letter, the door to the end. We thank you and praise you. For this, we thank you and praise you for your word, that you are the latter rain, that your scepter and your sword rule from the heavens. And we pray that you would come and anoint the ears and the eyes and the hearts of the hearers, and that they would apply your great and mighty eternal word to their lives, that they might have eternal life. In Yahshua, our salvation's name. Yahshua, salvation and chazak, strength. The strength of our salvation. Look, Deuteronomy 3:23 says, I besought the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show your servant greatness and your mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth that can do according to your words and according to your might? Now, this passage is Moses speaking to God right before the children, the Hebrew children, are going to enter into the promised land. I pray thee, Moses says to God, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond the Jordan, that goodly mountain in Lebanon. But the Lord was mad, wroth with me for your sakes, for the Hebrews, and would not hear me. And the Lord said to me, let it suffice you, speak no more to me of this matter. Get you up into the top of Pisgah, which is a mountain over in Jordan. Let it suffice thee, speak no more unto me of this matter. Get up unto the top of Pisgah, and lift up your eyes westward, and northward, and southward, and eastward, and behold it with your eyes, for you shall not go over to this Jordan. Excuse me, I said that a little incorrectly. But charge Joshua and encourage him, and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and shall cause them to inherit the land which you shall see. Now, Moses is not permitted to go in, but Joshua is going in. Yahashua is the name of Yahshua, Yahashua. That's Jesus. It means salvation. God is our salvation. And we're going to explain to you in this particular view of scriptures. Let's look at Hebrews 3:7, just to sort of lay a little foundation if you don't know this. Wherefore the Holy Ghost said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Aha! Here there's an instruction. It says you need to hear his voice and don't harden your hearts, as in the day of provocation, in the temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works for 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we will hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, don't harden your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom he was grieved 4 years. Was it not those that had sinned, whose carcasses, bodies fell in the wilderness, and to whom he swore that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief, because they hardened their hearts to God's voice. And surely this is why Yahshua, was always saying when he was teaching and instructing his disciples and the others at his time on the earth, hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Listen up, hear, open your hearts, ears up, open your hearts up. All right. Hear what God says. So this is a very important instruction. What is going on in the wilderness and what happened, the dynamics between God and his word and what is coming to pass in that day. Now I'm going to look at the parasha 46, Ekhev, which is because. And it's Deuteronomy 7:12 through 11:25. Because you are listening to these rulings, keeping and obeying them, Adonai your God will keep with you the covenant and mercy he swore to your ancestors. He will love you. He will bless you, increase your numbers. Okay, he will also bless the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground, your grain, wine, olive oil, and the young of your cattle and sheep, in the land he swore to your ancestors that he would give you. You will be blessed more than all other peoples. There will not be a sterile male or female among you, and the same with your livestock. And Adonai will remove all illness from you. He will not afflict you with any of Egypt's dreadful diseases which you have known. Instead, he will lay them on those who hate you. You are to devour all the peoples that Adonai your God hands over to you. Show them no pity, and do not serve their gods, because that will become a trap for you. If you think to yourselves, these nations outnumber us, how can we dispossess them? Nevertheless, you are not to be afraid of them. You are to remember well what Adonai your God did to Pharaoh and all of Egypt, the great ordeals which you yourself saw, and the signs and wonders, strong hand and outstretched arm, by which Adonai your God brought you out. Adonai will do the same to all the peoples of whom you are afraid. Moreover, Adonai your God will send the hornet among them until those who are left and those who hide themselves perish ahead of you. You are not to be frightened of them, because Adonai your God is there with you, a God great and fearsome. Adonai your God will expel those nations ahead of you. Little by little, you can't put an end to them all at once, or the wild animals will become too numerous for you. Nevertheless, Adonai your God will give them over to you, sending one disaster after another upon them until they have been destroyed. And then key verse 24, Deuteronomy 7:24. He will hand their kings over to you, and you will wipe out their name from under heaven. None of them will be able to stand against you until you have destroyed them. You are to burn up completely the carved statues of their gods. Don't be greedy for their silver or gold on them. Don't take it with you, or you will be trapped by it. For it is abhorrent to Adonai your God. Don't bring something abhorrent into your house, or you will share in the curse that is on it. Instead, you are to detest it completely, loathe it utterly, for it is set apart for destruction. All right, don't take those things that have been offered to idols and that are idols, because it is abhorrent to God. And the Holy Scriptures go on to say in Deuteronomy 8, all the mitzvah commandments that I'm giving you today, you to take care to obey so that you will live, increase your numbers, enter and take possession of the land Adonai swore about to your ancestors. You are to remember everything of the way in which Adonai led you these 40 years in the desert, humbling and testing you in order to know what was in your heart, whether you should obey his mitzvot or not. He humbled you, allowing you to become hungry, and then fed you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had ever known, to make you understand that a person does not live on food alone, but on everything that comes out of the mouth of Adonai. During these 40 years, the clothing you were wearing didn't grow old and your feet didn't swell up. Think deeply about it. Adonai was disciplining you, just as a man disciplines his child. So obey the commandments of God, living as he directs and fearing him. For Adonai, your God, is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and springs and waters welling up from the depths and valleys and on hillsides. It is a land of wheat and barley, grapevines, fig trees, and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land where you will eat food in abundance and lack nothing in it, a land where the stones contain iron and the hills can be mined for copper. So you will eat and be satisfied, and you will bless Adonai your God for the good land he has given you. Now be careful not to forget Adonai your God by not obeying his commandments, mitzvot, rulings and regulations that I'm giving you today. Otherwise, after you have eaten and are satisfied, built fine houses and lived in them and increased your hearts, and increased your herds, flocks, silver, gold, and everything else you own, you will become proud-hearted, forgetting your Adonai, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt where you lived as slaves, who led you through the vast and fearsome desert with its poisonous snakes, scorpions, and waterless, thirsty ground, who brought water out of the flint rock for you, who fed you in the desert with manna, unknown to your ancestors, all the while humbling and testing you in order to do you good in the end. You will think to yourself, my own power and strength of my own hand have gotten me this wealth? No. You are to remember Adonai your God, because it is he who gives you the power to get wealth in order to confirm his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors, as is happening even today. If you forget Adonai your God, follow other gods and serve and worship them, I am warning you in advance today that you will certainly perish. You will perish just like the nations that Adonai is causing to perish ahead of you, because you will not have heeded the voice of Adonai your God. The Lord says, I believe in Malachi, I am the Lord, I change not. I change not. He hasn't changed. These are instructions and directives to us to be careful and to listen. All right, let's look at Deuteronomy 9. Listen, Israel, you are to cross the Jordan today to go in and dispossess nations greater and stronger than you, great cities fortified up to the sky, a people great and tall, the Anakim, whom you know about and of whom you've heard it said, who can stand before the descendants of Anak? Therefore, understand today that Adonai your God will himself cross ahead of you as a devouring fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you. Thus will you drive them out and cause them to perish quickly, as Adonai has said to you. Ha! Now, here's the key verse. Okay, are you ready? Get ready now. This is really important. Do not think to yourself after God, your God has pushed them out ahead of you, it is to reward my righteousness that Adonai has brought me in to take possession of this land. No, it is because these nations have been so wicked that Adonai is driving them out ahead of you. It's not because of your righteousness or because of your heart is so upright that you go in and take possession of their land, but to punish the wickedness of these nations that Adonai your God is driving them out ahead of you, and also to confirm the word which Adonai swore to your ancestors, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Therefore, understand that it is not for your righteousness that Adonai your God is giving you this good land to possess, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, don't forget how you made Adonai your God angry in the desert. From the day you left the land of Egypt till you arrived in this place, you have been rebelling against Adonai. Also in Horeb, you made Adonai angry. Adonai was angry enough with you to destroy you. I had gone up the mountain to receive the stone tablets. This is Moses talking, the tablets on which was written the covenant Adonai had made with you. I stayed on the mountain 40 days and nights without eating food or drinking water. And then Adonai gave me two stone tablets inscribed by the finger of God, and on them was written every word that Adonai had said to you from the fire on the mountain on the day of the assembly. Yes, after 40 days and nights, Adonai gave me two stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant. And then Adonai said to me, get up and hurry down from here, because your people whom you led out of Egypt have become corrupt. So quickly have they turned aside from the way I ordered them to follow. Hebrews, it says, how they don't harden your heart and go astray as in the day of testing. They had made themselves a metal image. Moreover, Adonai said to me, I've seen this people, and what a stiff-necked people are. Let me alone so that I can put an end to them and blot out their name from under heaven. I will make out of you a nation bigger and stronger than they. I came down from the mountain. The mountain was blazing fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands. I looked, and there you had sinned against Adonai your God. You had made yourself a metal calf. You'd made yourself a bull market in the stock market. You had turned aside quickly from the way Adonai had ordered you to follow. I seized the two tablets, threw them out of my two hands, and broke them before your eyes. Then I fell down before Adonai as I had the first time, for 40 days and nights, during which time I neither ate food nor drank water, all because of the sin you commanded by doing what was evil in the sight of Adonai and thus provoking him. I was terrified that because of how angry Adonai was at you, of how heatedly displeased he was, that he would destroy you. But Adonai, that is God, listened to me that time too. In addition, Adonai was very angry with Aaron and would have destroyed him, but I prayed for Aaron also at the same time. I took your sin, the calf you had made, and burned it up in the fire, beat it to pieces, and ground it up still smaller until it was as fine as dust. Then I threw its dust into the stream coming down from the mountain. Again at Tavera, Massa, and Kibirot Hatava, you made Adonai angry. And when Adonai sent you off from Kadesh Barnea by saying, go up and take possession of the land I have given you, you rebelled against the order of Adonai your God. You neither trusted him nor heeded what he said. You have been rebelling against Adonai from the day I first knew you. So I fell down before Adonai for those 40 days and nights, and I lay there because Adonai said he would destroy you. I prayed to Adonai, said, Adonai, O God, don't destroy your people, your inheritance. You redeemed them through your greatness. You brought them out of Egypt with a strong hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Don't focus on the stubbornness of this people or on their wickedness or on their sin. Otherwise, the land you brought us out of will say, it is because Adonai was unable to bring them into the land he promised them, and because he hated them, that he has fought them out to kill them, brought them out to kill them in the desert. But in fact, they are your people, your inheritance, whom you brought out by your great power and out of your outstretched arms. Now, I'm just going to go continue to read in Deuteronomy 10. So at that time, Adonai said to me, cut yourself, that is said to Moses, two stone tablets like the first ones. Come up to me on the mountain and make yourself an ark of wood. And I will inscribe on the tablets the words that are on the first tablets, which you broke, and you are to put them in the ark. So I made an ark of acacia wood and cut two stone tablets like the first, then climbed the mountain with the two tablets in my hand. He inscribed the tablets with the same inscriptions as before, the 10 words which Adonai proclaimed to you from the fire on the mountain the day of the assembly, and Adonai gave them to me. I turned, came down the mountain, and put the tablets in the ark I had made, and there they remain as Adonai ordered me. The people of Israel traveled from the wells of Benayahan to Moshera, where Aaron died and was buried, and Eleazar, his son, took his place, serving in the office of Kohen. From there they traveled to Gudgod, and from Gudgod to Yotvata, a region with running streams. And at that time, Adonai set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the ark for the covenant of Adonai, and to stand before Adonai to serve him and to bless in his name, as they still do today. This is why Levi has no share or inheritance with his brothers. Adonai is his inheritance, as Adonai your God has said to him. I stayed on the mountain 40 days and nights as previously, and Adonai listened to me that time too. Adonai would not destroy you. Then Adonai said to me, get up and go on your way at the head of the people so that they can enter and take possession of the land I swore to their ancestors that I would give them. So now, Israel, all that Adonai your God asks from you is to fear Adonai your God, follow all his ways, love him, and serve Adonai your God with all your heart and all your being, to obey for your own good the mitzvot and regulations of Adonai, which I'm giving you today. To obey for your own good the mitzvot, the commandments and regulations of Adonai, which I'm giving you today. To obey for your own good. To love him and serve him, to follow all his ways with all your heart and with all your being, to obey him for your own good. The commandments and regulations which I am giving you today. See the sky, the heaven above the sky, the earth and everything on it, all belonging to Adonai your God. Only Adonai took enough pleasure in your ancestors to love them and choose their descendants after them, yourselves above all people, as he still does today. Therefore, circumcise the foreskins of your heart and don't be stiff-necked any longer. For Adonai, your God, is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great and mighty and awesome God, who has no favors and accepts no bribes. He secures justice for the orphan and the widow. He loves the foreigner, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, you are to love the Lord your God, serve him, cling to him, and swear by his name. He is your praise and he is your God. Who has done for you these great and awesome things, which you have seen with your own eyes? Your ancestors went down in Egypt with only 70 people, but now Adonai your God has made your numbers as many as the stars of the sky. Deuteronomy Chapter 11. Therefore, you are to love Adonai your God and always obey his commissions, regulations, rulings, and mitzvah. Today, it is you I'm addressing, not your children, who haven't known or experienced the discipline of Adonai your God, his greatness, his strong hand, his outstretched arm, his signs and his actions, which he did in Egypt to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to his entire country. They didn't experience what he did to Egypt's army, horses, and chariots, how Adonai overwhelmed them with the water of the Sea of Suf as they were pursuing you, so that they remain destroyed to this day. They didn't experience what he kept doing for you in the desert until you arrived at this place, or what he did to Datan and Aviram, the sons of Eliab, the descendants of Reuben, how the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up along with their households, tents, and every living thing in their company, there in front of all of Israel. But you have seen with your own eyes all these great deeds of Adonai. Therefore, you to keep every mitzvah I'm giving you today so that you will be strong enough to go in. Be strong. Chazak. Chazak. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Chazak. Chazak. Venit chazak, be strong, and let us be strengthened. Okay? So you're strong enough to go in and take possession of the land you're crossing over to conquer, and so that you will live long in the land Adonai swore to give to your ancestors and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land you are entering in order to take possession of isn't like the land of Egypt. There you would sow your seed and had to use your feet to operate its irrigation system as in a vegetable garden. But the land you are crossing over to take possession of is a land of hills and valleys, which soaks up water when rain falls from the sky. It is the land Adonai your God cares for, And the eyes of Adonai your God are always on it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So if you listen carefully to my mitzvah, my commandments, which I'm giving you today, to love Adonai your God and serve him with all your heart and all your being, then I will give your land its rain at the right seasons, including the early fall rains and the late spring rains, so that you can gather in your wheat, new wine, and olive oil. And I will give your fields grass for your livestock, with the result that you will eat and be satisfied. But be careful not to let yourselves be seduced, that you turn aside, serving other gods and worshiping them. If you do, the anger of Adonai will blaze up against you. He will shut up the sky so that there will be no rain. The ground will not yield its produce, and you will quickly pass away from the good land Adonai is giving you. Therefore, you are to store up these words of mine in your heart and in all your being. Tie them on your hand as a sign. Put them at the front of a headband around your forehead. Teach them carefully to your children, talking about them when you sit at home, when you are traveling on the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. And write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates, so that you and your children will live long on the land Adonai swore to your ancestors that he would give them for as long as there is sky above the earth. For if you will take care to obey all these commandments, mitzvot I'm giving you, to do them, to love Adonai your God, to follow all his ways, and to cling to him, then Adonai will expel all these nations ahead of you, and you will dispossess nations bigger and stronger than you are. And wherever the sole of your footsteps will be yours, your territory will extend from the desert to the Lebanon, from the river, the Euphrates River, to the Western Sea. No one will be able to withstand you. Adonai your God will place the fear and dread of you on all the land you step on, as he told you. I am the Lord, I change not. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Malachi 3:6. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you have said, in what way shall we return? Will a man rob God? That you have robbed me. I am the Lord. I do not change. At this juncture, since this is called Salvation Strength, Yahshua Chetzach, let's look at the covenant, Isaiah 49. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, you people from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother. He has made mention of my name and has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hid me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver has he hid me. And he said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. And then I said, well, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with the Lord and my work with my God. And now, says the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, though Israel be not gathered. They're not gathered. Yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Yahshua, my salvation, the servant of the Lord, to raise up, to bring Jacob to him again, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the preserved of Israel. The Lord is my God shall be my strength. Yahashua, you know, Yahashua Chazak. Thus is the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to him whom man despised, to him whom the nation abhorred, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, and princes also shall worship because of the Lord that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel. He shall choose you. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard you, and in the day of salvation have I helped you, and I will preserve you and give you for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritage. This servant is a covenant. It is Yeshua, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. It is his blood covenant, his eternal covenant, and this is the work of the servant of the Lord, the sharp sword and the shadow in the hand of the Father. And he's going to, what is he going to do? That you may say to the prisoners, go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastors shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. For he that has mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains away, and my highway shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from afar, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim, which is the east. This is the strength of God's arm. This is his salvation. His name is Yahashua. Yahashua, Yahashua. All right, I would like to go now to be resolute and just discuss a couple more scriptures here from Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, that's Yahashua, Yeshua, Jesus, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yet rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And what is he conquering? Our heart and our character, that we might be like him. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, says Paul in Ephesians 4:1, I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to everyone is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he has said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now that he ascended, but he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Okay? And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to unity for the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Don't follow the deceivers, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. for whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Ephesians 5:1, be you therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savory. He's savory. It's a savory, fragrant offering. And in these scriptures, we have that if you are obedient, he will cause drought to flee from you. He will give you the former and latter rain. Therefore, we realize that drought is a judgment of God for disobedience. California. He will give you the former and latter rain. And I saw a cloud coming, and I saw the rain in the last days at the final harvest for the fall harvest. And the rain, the outpouring of the Spirit, I saw a scepter and a sword. His righteous scepter of righteousness, his sword of righteousness, Melchizedek, the king of righteousness, and that he executes righteousness in you by the cutting of the sword of the word of the Lord that discerns between spirit and soul, joint and marrow, even into the intents of the person's heart. That circumcises that heart and cuts out the callousness and flicks out the stones. If you haven't had already a heart transplant from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh, that he might inscribe in your heart his mitzvah, his commandments, his words, his judgments, his teachings and instructions. And by the Spirit of the Holy One, by the rain, cause it to spring forth an eternal vine planting of righteousness. He is our strength and our salvation. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. If God is for you, who can be against you? Hazak, hazak, venit chazek. Be strong, and let us be strengthened. Be blessed in his righteousness.